نيترام اس بي اس بشان اطرايا ما تخن التنايه بالزوده على sbs.com.au/assyrian
برميتا وهمزمتا بلشانا انجلسايا بتهيريقا توخن اتمنتيتن بخيو توخن جداها اطرا وجو كل خلقتا بتلبيتن بتخيوتا جو استراليا وخشخاتي ينخبرانت بيشانا مبلخي بتمزديتن نلدي توخن بلشانا انجلسايا ويطيتن بوت استراليا هرديدانا بتخمليتن المشماتت اها خرزة نقورن على السورة التخ ات آها تشرارة ات قاريتون الممرة ات لابيتون بالزودة.
My son has autism. Learning English helps me talk about them.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
Last week, I was talking with a group of people about autism spectrum disorder. According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, about 675,000 Australians are autistic, and most of them are young people, each with different strengths, interests, challenges, and aspirations. Hi, I'm Josipa, and during that chat, I learned some new phrases I'd like to share with you. Let's start by talking about what autism spectrum disorder is. Or actually, maybe it's better to start with what it isn't. It is not an illness. It's a disability. A disability is a physical or mental condition, which means that someone has difficulty doing some things in their life. Some people are born with a disability, while others develop them later. Autism spectrum is a disability that people are born with. People with autism can often think, feel, and see the world differently. The word spectrum means a range of things that are related to each other. Think of a rainbow. It has a lot of colors that slowly change from one to another. That's a spectrum. We talk about an autism spectrum because people with autism can have different experiences. Some find it easy to talk and make friends. Others find it hard. Some people don't like loud noises or bright lights. Others don't mind. So we use the term spectrum because autism isn't just one thing, but can affect people in a range of different ways. You might know someone on the autism spectrum, or maybe, like me, you just want to understand it better and learn how to talk about it. If that sounds like you, let's learn together with the help of Alan and Claire.
How's your nephew going? You said he got diagnosed recently.
Yeah, last month. He's 8 now. It's been a bit of a learning curve for all of us.
Did you notice anything before the diagnosis?
Sort of. He's really focused on trains, knows all the Sydney lines. But he struggles with noise and changes to his routine.
Is he getting support at school?
He's got a learning support teacher and he sees a speech therapist.
My brother's on the spectrum too, and support has made all the difference for him.
I think it's always worth learning how to talk about conditions like autism in a caring and respectful way because we all have our differences. So let's start. Claire first asked Alan.
How's your nephew going? You said he got diagnosed recently.
Here, Claire remembers that not long ago, Alan told her something important about his nephew. She knows that he got diagnosed, that is, that he and his parents had found out from the doctor what condition he has. So now Claire is checking in to ask how he is doing now he has his diagnosis. A diagnosis is the result or opinion that a doctor gives after looking at someone's symptoms.
Yeah, last month. He's 8 now. It's been a bit of a learning curve for all of us.
We say that something has been a bit of a learning curve when we have to learn a lot of new things very quickly. We can use this phrase when we have faced something new or a bit difficult. For example, it was a bit of a learning curve for me when I had to learn to drive on the left side of the road. Claire then said,
did you notice anything before the diagnosis?
This is a way to ask what signs or symptoms people noticed which might have made them go to the doctor in the first place. But remember, questions about health can be personal. Claire could only ask Alan this because she knows him very well. Now, do you remember some of the symptoms Alan mentioned? He said,
he's really focused on trains, knows all the Sydney lines, but he struggles with noise and changes to his routine.
Alan's nephew is really focused on trains. To be focused on something means to pay a lot of attention to it or be very interested in it. People who can focus so much have a special skill, but it can also mean that they find it hard to think about other things. Alan also said,
but he struggles with noise and changes to his routine.
To struggle with something means to find it difficult. And the routine is something you do regularly, like waking up or eating dinner at the same time each day. Like many people with autism, Alan's nephew doesn't like noisy places and doesn't like changes to his daily routine. Some people with autism may struggle with making new friends or find it hard to join conversations. I wonder if this is the case with Alan's nephew. In that case, you might say,
he finds it hard to make new friends.
Or,
he needs extra help to understand social rules.
Talking about extra help, Claire asked Alan if his nephew is getting support at school. And fortunately, he is, because Alan replied,
he's got a learning support teacher and he sees a speech therapist.
It looks like Alan's nephew is getting a lot of support or extra help. A learning support teacher is a specially trained teacher who helps students who need extra support with their classroom learning. Speech therapists are trained to help people who have difficulty communicating, mainly talking. At the end of the dialogue, Claire said,
my brother's on the spectrum too, and support has made all the difference for him.
If something has made all the difference, it means it has helped a lot and changed things for the better. For example, my new reading glasses have made all the difference to me. Now I can see clearly. Claire shared that her brother has also been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, but she used a more casual, less medical way of saying it.
My brother's on the spectrum too.
There are different ways we can talk about someone with this condition. For example,
they are neurodivergent.
Neurodivergent means someone's brain works in a different way from what's considered typical. This can include people with autism or other conditions that affect thinking, learning, or behaving. Or you could say,
they are autistic.
Or,
they are differently abled.
If someone is differently abled, they are able to do many things, but they might do them in a different, non-typical way. As I get better at English, I realize that sometimes it actually gets harder to find the exact right word to say. Because different people might like to be described in different ways. In that case, we can just ask them. Learning a language isn't just about words. It helps us understand and connect with others. So, let's listen to our dialogue again before we practice what we have learned today.
How's your nephew going? You said he got diagnosed recently.
Yeah, last month. He's 8 now. It's been a bit of a learning curve for all of us.
Did you notice anything before the diagnosis?
Sort of. He's really focused on trains, knows all the Sydney lines. But he struggles with noise and changes to his routine.
Is he getting support at school?
He's got a learning support teacher and he sees a speech therapist.
My brother's on the spectrum too, and support has made all the difference for him.
You're about to meet Minette Sales, a mother of twin boys who were both diagnosed with autism. Let me bring her into the conversation. Hi, Minette.
Hi, Giuseppa.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good, as what I've said to you, with my boys. So, yeah, they're a bit better today, but yeah, today is a great day.
So can you please tell me, do you remember the day your boys were diagnosed with autism?
Yes, I remember that day very clearly. It was back in 2017. They were 2 years old when they were diagnosed because my boys were premature when they were born. So they were born at 28 weeks. So hearing the words, your boys are on the spectrum at that exact moment when the pediatrician told me, that your twins are on the spectrum was very overwhelming for me. I felt a whole mix of emotions, like, fear of the unknown, sadness because the future I have, pictured for them suddenly looked different, but the relief that at least now we had, when they were diagnosed, at least we had some answers to all the questions I had at that time, with all the behaviors that they were showing at that time. When I had when they had the diagnosis, obviously some of the questions were answered. I didn't fully understand what the challenges were ahead at that time, but as the years went on, I learned that while there are difficulties, there are also so much joy that my boys have, taught me about patience, resilience, and how to see the world through a completely different lens.
That's beautiful. I have to be honest, when it comes to sensitive topics like autism, one of my biggest concerns is saying something the wrong way and maybe unintentionally causing offense.
Yeah.
So from your perspective, what's the respectful and appropriate way to talk about a disability like autism?
Yeah. So there's a lot of, arguments, debates regarding, what are the correct terms and how we can address a person with autism. So when it comes to talking about autism, obviously language really matters more than people often realize. So the words we use don't just describe. They actually shape how others see my children or our children, and even how my children see themselves. So that's why sensitivity is very important when it comes to talking about, autism. For me, this is personally, there are two common approaches when it comes to, the language that we use or the proper language that we use when we are addressing about autism or people with autism. So first one is person-first language. Like saying a child with autism, because this one, it emphasizes that the child is a person first before the diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one is identity first language, like saying an autistic child. With this approach, it highlights that autism is an integral part of who they are and not something separate from them. Both are used, and different families or individuals have different preferences. So for me personally, Giuseppa, I usually say my boys or my twin boys are on the autism spectrum, for me, that feels respectful and true to who they are. So, yeah. So, like, for example, what I would avoid, terms that sound negative, outdating, and pitying. So words like suffering from autism, afflicted with autism, or describing it as a disease or a disorder that needs to be fixed can be very hurtful. Because, you know, autism is not something to be cured. It's a different way of experiencing the world. Like for my boys, they don't suffer from autism. They live with it, they grow with it, and it's part of their identity.
Talking about things that are not appropriate, are there any questions that you feel that are not appropriate to ask about autism?
So, yeah, definitely. This is coming from my mom, a mom of, you know, two kids with autism. Definitely, questions that come from assumptions or focus on the limitations can be very hurtful. Things like, you know, will they ever be normal? You know, or what caused their autism? Those questions, for me, again, as a mom, those carry judgment and don't acknowledge them as an individual. That's just for me, Yusef.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But what we really appreciate as a mom or, you know, family with kids with autism are questions that come from a genuine curiosity and care. For example, how do your boys like to communicate? What helps them feel comfortable? Those kinds of questions open doors to understanding and support. Because at the end of the day, what families like mine need isn't labels or pity. It's kindness, respect, and an open heart. That's what makes us feel truly seen and supported.
You said it so beautifully, Minette. Thank you so much for your time and for sharing your story with us.
Thank you, Giuseppe. It's a pleasure.
It's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What is a diagnosis?
A diagnosis is the result or opinion a doctor gives after examining someone's symptoms.
If something has made all the difference, it means...
If something has made all the difference, it means it has helped a lot and changed things for the better.
Now you can practice speaking by repeating after Alan and Claire.
They are neurodivergent.
My brother's on the spectrum.
My nephew got diagnosed with autism spectrum.
My brother's on the spectrum.
On our website and socials, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, you'll find more tips and learning resources. Just search for SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me today.
مخوبتون شميتون بزودة؟ مش ميمونو على أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتفاي، ين أرخد كل بودكاست اتلوخون.